We're talking about one of the most important subjects in all the world. What is wrong with the world? Why are there wars? Why is there murder? Why is there divorce? Why is there stealing? Why do people lie? What is the problem? It's not a lack of education. It's not a lack of money. It's not a lack of opportunity. What did Jesus say? It's not what goes into a man that defiles him. It's what comes out from within a man that defiles him. What is the biggest problem in the world? When you trace all the problems of the world back to their source,
what is the source?
Man's heart. There's something wrong with man's heart. If a person becomes a Christian, they are a new creature. God gives them a new heart. He gives them a new mind. And He frees their will. But if a man is not a Christian, he has a great problem. According to the Word of God, he is totally depraved. You see this? Because he is spiritually dead. And what does this produce? Moral inability. Man can solve many problems. But he can't solve his big problem. He understands science. He understands mathematics. He understands philosophy. He has a high education. He has a PhD. But he cannot solve his most basic problem. His problem is his heart. He is born with a sinful heart. His problem is his mind. His mind is darkened. His heart is hardened. His will is bound. His conscience is defiled. And it produces inability. He cannot understand God. He cannot love God. He cannot choose God. He cannot recognize his sin. Man has a problem in his heart. He is born with a disease. And there is one cure. The cross of Christ. The blood of Christ. The new birth. True conversion. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new. When a man is born again, God gives him a new mind. A new heart. Frees his will. Gives him a good conscience. And if you don't understand man's nature, you don't understand man's condition, you cannot solve your own problems, and you cannot help people solve their other problems.
मानिसहरुको समस्यालाई तपाईले समाधान
गर्नुहुन्छ. Most people think this way.
धेरै मान्छेले यसरी सोच्ने गर्छन्.
I need more money.
मलाई धेरै पैसाको खाँचो छ.
I need a bigger house.
मलाई ठुल्ठुलो घरको खाँचो छ.
I need more education.
मलाई धेरै शिक्षाको खाँचो छ.
But listen carefully.
तर ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
In America.
अमेरिकामा.
There are many people.
धेरै मान्छेहरु
छन्. That have a high education.
तिनीहरूले उच्च शिक्षा हासिल गरेका
छन्. That have a big house.
तिनीहरूको घर ठुल्ठुलो
छ. That have lots of money.
तिनीहरूसँग धेरै पैसा पनि
छ. That have everything in the world.
संसारमा चाहिने सबै कुरा छ.
But they're liars.
तर तिनीहरू झुटा हुन्.
And they cheat.
तिनीहरू ठग्छन्.
And they steal.
तिनीहरू चोर्छन्.
And they sleep with other women.
अनि अरू अरू छोरी मान्छेसँग
they have everything in the world.
संसारमा सबै कुराहरू छन्.
But they cannot solve their own problem.
आफ्नै समस्याको समाधान गर्न सक्दैनन्.
They have a PhD.
तिनीहरूले त्यो विद्यावारिधि हासिल गरेका छन्.
But they divorced their wife.
तर आफ्नै श्रीमतीसँग सम्बन्ध बिच्छेद.
They have a PhD.
तिनीहरूले विद्यावारिधि हासिल गरेका छन्.
But they steal money.
तर पैसा चोर्छन्.
They have a PhD.
विद्यावारिधि हासिल गरेका छन्.
But they have hearts that covet other things.
तर उनीहरूको यस्तो हृदय छ जुन अरूहरूको लालच गर्छ.
Man's deepest problem.
मान्छेको सबैभन्दा ठूलो समस्या
is his heart.
उसको हृदय हो.
His nature.
उसको स्वभाव.
His mind.
उसको समझ.
His heart.
उसको हृदय.
His will.
उसको इच्छा.
And his conscience.
उसको विवेक.
Have been affected by sin.
यी सबै कुरालाई पापले दूषित पारेको
छ. And if a man is not a Christian.
यदि मान्छे कुनै क्रिस्चियन होइन भने
he is spiritually dead.
ऊ आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ.
He is totally depraved.
ऊ पूर्ण रूपमा दुराचारी छ.
And he is morally unable.
अनि ऊ नैतिक रूपमा असमर्थ छ.
He cannot believe.
उसले विश्वास गर्न सक्दैन.
Cannot see.
उसले देख्न सक्दैन.
Cannot come.
आउन सक्दैन.
Cannot repent.
पश्चाताप गर्न सक्दैन.
Cannot understand.
बुझ्न सक्दैन.
Cannot love God.
परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्न सक्दैन.
He is spiritually powerless.
ऊ आत्मिक रूपमा चाहिँ शक्तिविहीन छ.
बिफोर ही बिलीव
उसले विश्वास गर्नु अगावै
समथिङ मस्ट ह्यापन टु हिम
केही कुरो उसको जीवनमा हुनुपर्छ.
बट द बाइबल सेज म्यान ह्याज अनदर प्रब्लम
अनि बाइबलले भन्छ मान्छेको अर्को पनि समस्या छ.
ही इज लीगली गिल्टी
चौथो नम्बरमा कानूनी रूपमा ऊ दोषी छ. कानूनी रूपमा दोषी छ.
What do we mean?
यो भनाइको अर्थ के हो त?
Man has a bad heart.
मान्छेको हृदय खराब छ.
And he has a bad record, legal record.
अनि उसको कानूनी अभिलेख पनि खराब छ.
He has a problem in his nature.
उसको स्वभावमा समस्या छ.
And he has a problem with his God.
परमेश्वरसँग पनि समस्या छ.
Man has a bad heart.
मान्छेको हृदय खराब छ.
He has a problem with his nature.
उसको स्वभावसँग पनि खराब छ.
And he has a bad record.
अनि उसको अब अभिलेख चाहिँ खराब छ.
What do we mean?
हाम्रो भनाइको अर्थ के हो?
We mean that his creator God, his God,
उसको सृष्टिकर्ता परमेश्वर
has a standard.
उहाँको एउटा मापदण्ड छ.
And he has broken that law.
अनि त्यो व्यवस्था अथवा त्यो नियमलाई मान्छेले उल्लङ्घन गरेको छ.
And he is guilty.
अब ऊ दोषी ठहरिएको छ.
What does this mean?
यो भनाइको अर्थ के हो?
Let's look in the word of God.
बच्चामा हेरौँ त हामी.
In the book of Romans.
रोमीको पुस्तक.
And chapter 3.
तीन अध्याय.
We're talking about man's condition.
मान्छेको अवस्थाको विषयमा हामीले हेरिरहेका छौँ.
Romans chapter 3.
तीन अध्याय रोमी.
Notice verse 9.
पद नौलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
What Paul says, are we better than they are?
के उसले हामी युदी भन्दा अझै असल छौं त?
No, not at all, he
said. अब त्यस्तै छैन.
We've already said that both Jew and Greeks are all under sin.
युदी र अन्य जातिहरू दुवै पापको बसमा छन् भनी हामीले भनिसकेका
छौं. Now notice verse 10.
पद 10 मा हेर्नुहोस्.
There's none righteous.
कर्मी कोही छैन.
Not even one.
एकजना पनि छैन.
There's none that understands.
बुझ्ने कोही छैन.
There's none that seeks God.
परमेश्वरलाई खोज्ने कोही छैन.
They've all turned aside.
ती सबै बरालिएका छन्.
Together they are useless.
तिनीहरू एकता बेकम्मा भएका छन्.
There is no one who does good.
कसैले असल गर्दैन.
No, not even one.
असल गर्ने एकजना पनि छैन.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिनुहोस् है.
This is talking about man's condition.
यो चाहिँ मान्छेको अवस्थाको विषयमा बताइएको.
He doesn't understand God.
उसले बुझ्न सक्दैन.
Doesn't love God.
परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्दैन.
Doesn't seek God.
परमेश्वरको खोज्ति गर्दैन.
Doesn't know God.
परमेश्वरको बारेमा थाहा
छैन. He has a problem with his nature.
उसको स्वभावमै समस्या छ.
But he has another problem.
उसको अर्को पनि समस्या छ.
He has a bad legal record.
अनि उसको कानूनी रूपमा उसको खराब अभिलेख छ.
Look in verse 19.
19 मा हेर्नुहोस्.
Verse 19. Whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law. So that every mouth may be shut and all the world become guilty before God. Because by works of the law no flesh will be justified in his sight. Listen carefully. What does the law mean? The law is God's standard. God's commandments. God created man. He is the judge of man. And he has requirements for man. In the Garden of Eden, he gave Adam one law. What was that law? Don't eat that tree. Then to the nation of Israel. He gave 10 laws. The 10 commandments. Four of the laws were regarding their relationship to God. 6 laws were in our relationship to man. Those, God is the creator. Man is the creature. God is the judge. And his requirements are perfect obedience to the law.
Look
in chapter 3 and verse 20. How does it describe men? Where are men? What does it say? Verse 20. They are under the law. What does it mean to be under the law? It means this. When a baby is born, he comes into the world and he has a sinful heart. He's born with a sinful heart. But when he comes out of his mother's womb, something is waiting for him. Someone is waiting for him. Who is waiting for him? His creator. And what is waiting for him? God's law. And when a baby is born, he is born under the law. When you were born, when this baby was born, when that little girl was born, when this little girl was born, when you were born, you were born with 2 problems. You brought into the world a sinful heart. And God's law was waiting for you. All men are born under the law. What does that mean? When a baby is born, over his head is the law of God. And the law has one requirement. And what is the requirement? Perfect obedience. Perfect obedience. Every day. Every place. Every word. Every thought. Every act. The law of God. The 10 commandments are the requirements of your creator. And Paul says this, men are under the law. You can't see it. You don't feel it. You don't know it. You're not concerned about it. But all those people out on the street,
यो सडक मुनेको सबै मान्छेहरु
and anyone in here that's not a Christian
यहाँ जो कोही क्रिश्चियन छैन भने
there's something over your head
तपाईको टाउको माथि केही कुरा छ
and it's the law of God
अनि परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था हो
and the law has one requirement
अनि त्यो व्यवस्थाले एउटा कुराको माग गरेको छ
perfection perfection
siddhata
perfection
siddhata
every day
harek din
every hour
harek ghanta
every word
satatate
every thought
harek vichar
every act
harek kriya
100%
satpratishat
perfection
siddhata
why because god is holy
kinaki parmeshwar pavitra
god is perfect
parmeshwar siddha huncha
and his standard is up here
ani waha ko istoriyata yaha mathi chha
and what is his standard
waha ko istoriyata ke ho
you must be perfect
timi सिद्ध हुनु पर्छ
if you want to go to heaven
यदि स्वर्ग जान चाहन्छ
you must be perfect
सिद्ध हुनै पर्छ
and Paul says this
Paul यसरी भन्छन्
all men
सबै मान्छेहरू
when they are born
जब तिनीहरू जन्मन्छन्
they come out of their mother's womb
तिनीहरू आफ्नो आमाको गर्भबाट बाहिर निस्कन्छन्
they got two main problems
दुईवटा ठूला समस्याहरू छन्
they bring one problem with them
एउटा समस्या तिनीहरूले आफूसँग लिएर
आउँछन् They're born with a sinful, diseased heart.
अनि हृदयमा एउटा यस्तो खालको रोग लिएर आउँछन्
तिनीहरू They have another problem waiting for them.
अनि अर्को समस्याले तिनीहरूलाई पर्खिरहेको छ
God's law.
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था
And as soon as they come out
जब उनीहरू पृथ्वीमा आउँछन्
They're born under the law.
अनि तिनीहरू व्यवस्था मुनि जन्मन्छन्
And everywhere they go
जताततै तिनीहरू जाँदाखेरि
Every step they take
तिनीहरूले हरेक कदम चाल्दाखेरि
Every place they go
जताततै तिनीहरू जाँदाखेरि
God's law
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था
is over their head
उसको टाउकोमा छ
And their creator
उहाँको सृष्टि
is watching them
सृष्टिकर्ताले
हेरिरहेको छ They have a legal record
अनि कानुनी अभिलेख राखिएको छ
And every time they break that law
अनि त्यो व्यवस्थालाई उनीहरूले उल्लङ्घन गर्छ
They mark it down
अनि त्यहाँनिर लेखिएको हुन्छ
You tell a lie
तपाईँले झुट बोल्नुहुन्छ
They mark it down
अनि त्यहाँ लेखिन्छ
You disobey your parents
तपाईँले आफ्नो आमा बाउको
Mark it down
तपाईँले लेखिन्छ
You rebel
तपाईँ विद्रोही हुनुहुन्छ
They mark it down
त्यहाँ लेखिन्छ
You steal
तपाईँले चोर्नुहुन्छ
They mark it down
त्यहाँ लेखिन्छ
The standard is God's law
त्यो मापदण्ड भनेको परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था हो
And when you were born
जब तपाईँ जन्मनु भयो
You didn't see it.
तपाईले देख्नु भएन यसले?
You didn't know it.
तपाईले यसको बारेमा
You didn't understand it.
बुझ्नु भएन?
But over your head.
तर तपाईको टाउको माथि
was the law of God.
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था थियो.
Paul says we were under the law.
पौलले यसरी भन्छन् कि हामी व्यवस्था मुनि छौं.
And the law says this.
यसरी भन्छन्.
Perfect obedience.
सिद्ध आज्ञाकारिता.
Then it says a second thing.
दोस्रो कुरा पनि यसले भन्छ.
If you don't obey
यदि तपाईँले उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभयो
भने
एउटै मात्र आज्ञा उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभयो भने तपाईँ दोषी
ठहरिनुहुन्छ
त्यो सबैको दोषी ठहरिनुहुन्छ
Look in the book of Galatians
गलातीको पुस्तकमा हेरौँ
We're talking about man's problem
मान्छेको समस्यालाई हामीले हेरिरहेको
छ He has a problem with his heart
उसको हृदयमा समस्या छ
And he has a problem with his legal record
अनि उसको कानुनी अभिलेखमा पनि समस्या छ
Galatians chapter 3
गलाती 3 अध्याय
notice verse 10
10 पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्
Look at the verse Galatians 3 verse 10
गलाती 3 को 10 लाई हेर्नुहोस्
For as many as are the works of the law are under a curse
व्यवस्थाका कामहरूमाथि भर पर्ने सबै श्रापित छन्
For it is written cursed is everyone who doesn't abide by all the things written in the book of law to do
them किनकि धर्मशास्त्रमा यस्तो लेखिएको छ व्यवस्थाको पुस्तकमा लेखिएको सबै कुरामा नरहने र ती पालन नगर्ने हरेक श्रापित हुन्छ
Did you hear what he said
तपाईँ सुन्नुहुन्छ पावल के भन्दैछन्
If you don't obey the law
यदि तपाईँले व्यवस्था पालन गर्नुभएन भने
If you break the law
यदि तपाईँले व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभयो भने
You must pay a penalty
तपाईँले दण्ड भोग्नै
पर्छ The Nepali government has laws
नेपाल सरकारसँग पनि कुनै व्यवस्था छ कानुन छ
You cannot steal
यसले भन्छ कि तपाईँले चोर्नुहुन्न
You cannot murder
तपाईँले हत्या गर्नुहुन्न
You cannot cheat
तपाईँले ठग्नुहुन्न
If you break the law,
यदि तपाईले त्यो व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभयो
भने, you go before the judge.
तपाई न्यायाधीशको सामने उभिनु पर्छ.
He brings out the evidence.
अनि उसले साक्षीहरू ल्याउँछन्.
And he pronounces you guilty.
अनि तपाई दोषी हो भनेर चाहिँ घोषणा गरिन्छ.
And you must pay a penalty.
अनि तपाईले चाहिँ दण्ड भोग्नै पर्छ भनेर बताइन्छ.
If you break the law of Nepal, you must pay a penalty.
यदि तपाईले चाहिँ नेपालको त्यो सरकारको कानून उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभयो भने तपाईले दण्ड भोग्नै पर्छ.
But there is a higher law.
त्यो भन्दा पनि उच्चतर व्यवस्था छ.
The law of God.
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था.
And if you break God's law,
यदि तपाईले परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थालाई तोड्नुभयो भने
you are guilty.
तपाई दोषी ठहरिनुहुन्छ.
And you must pay a penalty.
अनि तपाईँले चाहिँ दण्ड भोग्नै पर्छ
Now in the Paul government there are many different levels of penalties
नेपाल सरकारमा हामीले हेर्ने भने त्यो दण्डका विभिन्न तहहरू छन्.
If you break a little law,
सानो कानून उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभयो भने
you pay a little penalty.
तपाईले थोरै दण्ड भोग्नु पर्छ.
You break a big law,
यदि तपाईले ठूलो कानून उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभयो
भने you pay a big penalty.
तपाईले धेरै दण्ड भोग्नु पर्छ.
But God is perfect.
तर परमेश्वर सिद्ध हुनुहुन्छ.
His standard is high.
उहाँको स्तरीय त माथि छ.
And if you break one law,
एउटै मात्र व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभयो भने
you're guilty.
तपाई दोषी ठहरिनुहुन्छ.
Look in the book of James.
याकूबको पत्रमा हेर्नु.
James chapter 2
याकूब दुई अध्याय
Verse 10. James says, "Whoever keeps the whole law and breaks one, he has become guilty of them all."
जसले सम्पूर्ण व्यवस्था पालन गर्छ तर एउटै कुरामा चुक्छ भने व्यवस्थाका सबै कुरामा त्यो दोषी ठहरिएको हुन्छ.
Now, what law is he talking about?
यहाँ कुन चाहिँ व्यवस्थाको बारेमा चर्चा गरिएको?
Look at verse 11.
पद 11 हेर्नुहोस्.
What law is he talking about?
कुन चाहिँ व्यवस्था होला यो?
Do not commit adultery.
व्यभिचार नगर.
Do not murder.
हत्या नगर.
What law is he talking about?
यो कुन चाहिँ व्यवस्थाले भन्छ?
He's talking about the Ten Commandments.
दोष आज्ञाको विषयमा भनिरहेको छ.
God has a standard.
परमेश्वरको एउटा मापदण्ड छ.
He has revealed his will.
उहाँले आफ्नो इच्छा प्रकट गराउनु भएको छ.
His standard is revealed in his law.
अनि उहाँको त्यो मापदण्ड चाहिँ उहाँको व्यवस्थामा प्रकट गरिएको छ.
His standard is perfection.
उहाँको मापदण्ड सिद्धता हो.
And what does James say?
के भन्छ नि याकूबले यहाँ?
If you break one law,
तपाईँले एउटै मात्र व्यवस्था तोड्नु भयो भने
what happens?
के हुन्छ?
You're guilty of them all.
ती सबैको तपाईँ दोषी ठहरिनुहुन्छ.
You are a lawbreaker.
तपाईँ चाहिँ व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गर्ने व्यक्ति.
You have broken the law of God.
तपाईँले परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभएको हुन्छ.
Now let me ask you a question.
म तपाईँ सोध्छु.
You ever told a lie?
के तपाईँले झुट बोल्नुभएको छ?
You ever stolen anything?
के कुनै कुरो तपाईँ चोर्नुभएको छ?
Have you ever committed adultery?
के तपाईँले कहिले व्यभिचार गर्नुभएको छ?
No.
तपाईँले भन्नुभयो त्यस्तो
केही. Jesus said this.
यसले यसरी भन्नुभयो.
If any man looks at a woman,
कुनै पनि मान्छेले छोरी मान्छेलाई हेरेर
lust in his heart,
आफ्नो हृदयमा काम बसाने जल्छ भने
he's committed adultery already.
व्यभिचार पहिले गरिसकेको हुन्छ.
Have you ever committed adultery?
तपाईँले कहिले व्यभिचार गर्नुभएको छ?
Jesus said, you heard it said, thou shalt not murder.
यसले यसरी भन्नुभयो कि तैँले हत्या नगर.
Have you ever killed anyone?
तपाईँले कसैले हत्या गर्नुभएको छ?
He said, no. But Jesus said this, I say unto you,
म तिमीलाई भन्दछु,
if you have anger in your heart toward your brother,
आफ्नो भाइदेखि तिमी रिसाएको छौ भने
you murdered him already.
तिमीले पहिले नै उसको हत्या गरिसकेको छौ.
So I ask you this question,
म तिमीलाई तपाईँलाई प्रश्न सोध्छु,
have you broken the law?
के तपाईँले व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गर्नुभएको छ?
Of course we've broken the law.
हामीले व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गरिरहेका हुन्छौँ.
We've all broken the law.
हामी सबैले व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गरिरहेका
हुन्छौँ. We've told lies.
हामीले झुट बोल्छौँ.
We've murdered people in our hearts.
हाम्रो हृदयमा हामी मान्छेको हत्या गर्छौँ.
We've committed adultery in our hearts.
हाम्रो हृदयमा हामी व्यभिचार गर्छौँ.
We've cheated people.
हामी मान्छेलाई ठग्छौँ.
We've been angry.
हामी रिसाएका हुन्छौँ.
We've stolen things.
हामीले केही कुरा चोरेका हुन्छौँ.
We have broken God's law.
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थालाई हामीले तोडेका
छौँ. Why have we broken God's law?
किन हामीले तोडेका छौँ?
Because we have a sinful nature.
किनकि हामी पापमय स्वभाव छ.
When a baby is born,
जब एउटा बच्चा जन्मन्छ.
When he grows up,
जब ऊ बढ्छ.
He's 1 year old,
एक वर्ष हुन्छ.
You tell him to come here,
तपाईँले उसलाई भन्नुहोस् यता आऊ.
He said no.
उसले भन्छ म आउँदिन.
He's broken the law.
व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गर्यो.
What does the law say?
व्यवस्थाले के भन्छ?
Honor your father and a mother.
आफ्नो बुबा र आमालाई आदर गर.
Obey your parents.
बुबाले भनेको मान्नु.
He's 1 year old.
जस्तो एक वर्षको मात्रै.
He's broken the law.
व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गर्छ.
I'll tell you about my little son.
मैले तपाईँलाई मेरो सानो बच्चाको बारेमा
भन्छु. Can't even talk.
बोल्न पनि सक्दैन आमासँग.
He told a lie.
उसले झुट बोल्यो.
He broke the law.
उसले व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन गर्यो.
He's under the law.
ऊ व्यवस्थाको अधीन.
What does the law say?
के भन्छ व्यवस्थाले?
Perfect obedience.
सिद्ध आज्ञाकारिता.
Every day.
हरेक दिन.
Every hour.
हरेक घण्टा.
Every word.
जताततै जाँदा.
Man has a legal problem.
मान्छेको कानूनी समस्या छ.
In heaven.
स्वर्गमा.
Everyone has a record.
प्रत्येकको एउटा अभिलेख छ त्यहाँ.
I told you before.
पहिले पनि मैले तपाईँलाई भने.
Got your name on it.
तपाईँको नाम त्यहाँ लेखिएको हुन्छ.
When you were born.
जब तपाईँ जन्मनुहुन्छ.
You were born under the law.
तपाईँ व्यवस्था मुनि जन्मनुहुन्छ.
First time you sinned.
जब तपाईँले पहिलो पाप गर्नुहुन्छ.
You disobeyed your parents. You stole your brother's, you hit your brother. You told a lie. You cheated at school. And on and on and on. Men have a bad record. They're born under the law. And the law's requirement is perfection. And everywhere a man goes, if he's not a
Christian,
he's under the law. It's like a cloud. And the more he sins, the bigger the cloud gets. And that cloud is full of something. And what is that cloud full of? The wrath of God. The justice of God. The righteous anger of God. And one day, if a man doesn't repent, he continues to sin. He breaks the law. His record gets worse and worse. Every day, the cloud gets bigger and bigger. And one day, when he dies, the cloud the wrath of God falls upon him. And God says, depart from me. Now listen carefully. What is man's problem? He has a problem with his heart. And he has a problem with God's law. Paul describes men as being legally guilty. And guilt means two things. It means you have been proven to be a lawbreaker. The second thing, you have a legal obligation to make a payment. What is guilt? It's a declaration of law breaking. It is an obligation to make a payment. When a man breaks the law, he's guilty of it all. And God, as the holy judge, puts the hammer down. Guilty. That means you've broken the law. You must make a payment. Now, if you're not a Christian, you're still under the law. But if you are a Christian, you're not under the law. You're under grace. You're not in sin. You're in Christ. You're no longer guilty. You've been declared righteous. But your children, your unconverted friends, the people out here on the street, the sun is shining, and they think everything's okay. But they don't know this. Over their head is a cloud. They don't see it. They don't know it. They don't feel it. But everywhere they go, that cloud follows them around. And what is that cloud? The law of God. And what does that law say? Perfect obedience. And if you don't keep that law, your record has another bad mark. So man has two problems. He has a bad heart, and he has a bad record. Sinful nature,
पापमय स्वभाव
and legal guilt
अनि कानूनी दोषी
born in sin
पापमय जन्मेको छ
born under the law
अनि व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा जन्मेको छ
what is man's problem
मान्छेको समस्या के हो
spiritually dead
आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ
totally depraved
पूर्ण रूपमा दुराचारी छ
morally unable
नैतिक रूपमा असमर्थ छ
legally guilty
कानूनी रूपमा दोषी छ
You understand what we're saying?
हामीले भनेको कुरा बुझ्दै हुनुहुन्छ तपाईले?
Now you can't see God.
तपाईले परमेश्वरलाई देख्न सक्नुहुन्न.
But God sees you.
तर परमेश्वरले तपाईलाई देख्नुहुन्छ.
And if you're not a Christian,
यदि तपाई क्रिश्चियन हुनुहुन्न भने,
above your head,
तपाईको टाउको माथि
is the law of God.
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था छ.
And that law says one thing.
अनि त्यो व्यवस्थाले एउटा कुरा भन्छ.
Perfection.
शुद्धता.
Every day.
हरेक दिन.
Every hour.
हरेक घण्टा.
Every word. Every thought. Every moment. What is man's problem? He is under the law. And if he breaks it, the law condemns him. And he must make a payment. That is man's problem. You understand what we're saying? Any questions?
कुनै प्रश्न छ अहिलेसम्म?
You see this little boy right here?
एउटा सानो बच्चालाई यहाँ देख्नुहुन्छ तपाई?
There's something over his head.
उसको टाउको माथि केही कुरा छ तपाईलाई थाहा छ?
He doesn't know it.
उसलाई थाहा छैन त्यो?
He doesn't see it.
उसले देख्दैन त्यसलाई?
He doesn't understand it.
उसले बुझ्दैन?
But when he breaks God's law.
तर जब उसले परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थालाई उल्लङ्घन गर्छ?
He has a bad record.
अब उसको अभिलेख खराब हुन्छ.
And if you're not a Christian,
यदि तपाई क्रिश्चियन हुनुहुन्न भने,
you're not in Christ,
तपाई क्रिस्टमा हुनुहुन्न,
you're in sin,
तपाई पापमा हुनुहुन्छ,
you're not under grace,
तपाई अनुग्रहमा नि हुनुहुन्न,
you're still under law,
तपाई अझै पनि व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा हुनुहुन्छ.
Men are either in two conditions,
मान्छेमा दुईवटा अवस्थामा हुन्छ,
they're under law,
एकातिर व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा नि
हुन्छ, or they're under grace.
के भने अनुग्रहको मुनि
They're in sin?
कि पापमा हुन्छ?
Or they're in Christ?
कि भने क्रिस्टमा हुन्छ?
They're a child of the devil?
कि शैतानको सन्तान हुन्छ?
Or a child of God?
कि परमेश्वरको सन्तान हुन्छ?
There's only two kinds of people in the world.
यो सारा संसारमा दुई प्रकारका मान्छेहरू मात्र छन्.
Now there are Americans.
त्यहाँ अमेरिका अमेरिकन
छन्. Africans.
अफ्रिकनहरू छन्.
There are Chinese.
चिनियाँहरू छन्.
There are Nepali.
नेपालीहरू छन्.
Everyone is different.
सबै मान्छे फरक
But in all the world,
संसारैभरि,
when God looks down from heaven,
परमेश्वरले स्वर्गबाट हेर्नुहुँदा,
he sees two kinds of people.
उहाँले दुई किसिमका मान्छेलाई मात्र देख्नुहुन्छ.
Not rich and poor.
गरिब र धनी होइन.
Not Jew and Gentile.
यहुदी र अन्य जाति होइन.
Not slave or free.
फुक्का र दासदासीहरू होइन.
He sees two kinds of people.
दुई प्रकारका मान्छेहरू देख्छ.
Those under law,
व्यवस्था मुनि भएकाहरू
and those under grace
अनि अनुग्रहको मुनि भएकाहरू
those in sin
पापमा भएकाहरू
and those in Christ
क्रिस्टमा भएकाहरू
those that are children of the devil
शैतानका छोराछोरीहरू
those that are children of God
परमेश्वरका छोराछोरीहरू
those that are sons of darkness
अन्धकारमा भएका मान्छेहरू
those that are sons of light
अनि ज्योतिका सन्तानहरू
there is one great division in humanity
सम्पूर्ण मानव जातिमा एउटा ठूलो भेद छ
and it's not male and female
पुरुष र स्त्री होइन
the great division in humanity
मानव जातिमा भएको ठूलो विभाजन भनेको
under the covenant of works
कामको करार पनि भएका मान्छेहरू
or under a covenant of grace
अथवा अनुग्रहको करार मुनि भएका मान्छेहरू
god deals with men in two ways
मान्छेहरूलाई परमेश्वरले दुईवटा तरिकाले चाहिँ व्यवहार
गर्नुहुन्छ. If you are not a Christian,
यदि तपाईँ क्रिस्चियन हुनुहुन्न भने,
you are under a covenant of works.
तपाईँहरू चाहिँ त्यो कामको करारको मुनि हुनुहुन्छ.
God has a relationship with you.
तपाईँसँग परमेश्वरको कुनै सम्बन्ध छ.
And it's based on law.
अनि यो चाहिँ व्यवस्थाको आधारमा छ.
And if you want to have a relationship with God,
यदि परमेश्वरसँग तपाईं सम्बन्ध
राख्न चाहनुहुन्छ, if you want to go to heaven,
स्वर्ग जान चाहनुहुन्छ,
you must be perfect.
तपाईं सिद्ध हुनै पर्छ.
Because the law says you must be perfect.
किनकि व्यवस्थाले चाहिँ सिद्ध हो भनेर आज्ञा दिन्छ.
And if you're in sin,
यदि तपाईं पापमा हुनुहुन्छ,
you're under the law.
तपाईं व्यवस्था मुनि हुनुहुन्छ.
God relates to you according to your works.
तपाईंका कामहरूद्वारा परमेश्वरले व्यवहार गर्नुहुन्छ.
And his standard is perfection.
अनि उहाँको मापदण्ड चाहिँ शुद्धता हो.
But if you were in Christ,
तर तपाईँ क्रिस्टमा हुनुहुन्छ भने
you are in a relationship of grace
तपाईँ चाहिँ अनुग्रहको सम्बन्ध मुनि हुनुहुन्छ
not according to works
कामहरूद्वारा होइन
It is according to grace.
अब अनुग्रह द्वारा हो.
But if a man is not a Christian,
तर त्यो मान्छे क्रिश्चियन होइन भने,
he has two great problems.
उसको दुईटा समस्या छ.
He has a bad heart.
हृदय खराब छ.
And he has a bad record.
अनि अभिलेख खराब छ.
Most men don't realize their conditions.
धेरै मानिसहरूलाई तिनीहरूको अवस्था बारे थाहा छैन.
They don't realize they have a disease.
तिनीहरूसँग रोग छ भने तिनीहरूलाई थाहा छैन.
They don't realize God's law is over their head.
तिनीहरूको टाउको माथि चाहिँ परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था छ भने थाहा छैन.
I'm not talking about just Nepalis.
नेपालीहरूको विषय मात्र मैले भनिरहेको
छैन. I'm talking about all people.
सबै मानव जातिको विषयमा.
Rich and poor.
धनी या गरिब.
Educated, uneducated.
शिक्षित वा अशिक्षित.
Male and female.
स्त्री वा पुरुष.
High and low.
माथि भएका तल भएका.
All men.
सबै मान्छेहरू.
Relate to God in two ways.
सबै मान्छेहरूको दुईवटा तरिकाले परमेश्वरसँग सम्बन्ध
छ. According to works.
कामद्वारा.
Or according to grace.
अथवा अनुग्रहद्वारा.
If you want to relate to God according to works.
यदि कामद्वारा तपाईले परमेश्वरसँग सम्बन्ध राख्न चाहनुहुन्छ.
This is the requirement.
तपाईले गर्नुपर्ने कुरा
यो. Perfect obedience.
सिद्ध आज्ञाकारिता.
There's two ways to God.
परमेश्वरसँग दुईवटा मात्रै मार्ग छ सम्बन्ध गाँच्ने.
One is by works according to law.
व्यवस्थाद्वारा कामहरू बाँच्छ एउटा.
One is by grace according to mercy.
अनि अर्को चाहिँ अनुग्रहद्वारा परमेश्वरको दया अनुसार.
And if you're not in Christ,
यदि तपाईँ ख्रिस्टमा हुनुहुन्न भने,
you're in sin.
तपाईँ पापमा हुनुहुन्छ.
You're under sin.
तपाईँ पापको अधीनमा हुनुहुन्छ.
You're under the law.
व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा हुनुहुन्छ.
That's a serious problem.
यो एउटा गम्भीर समस्या.
Most men don't realize it.
धेरै मानिसहरूलाई यसको बारेमा थाहा छैन.
The first day they will realize it.
पहिलो दिन तिनीहरूले बुझ्ने कुरा यो हो.
They will die.
तिनीहरू मर्छन्.
And all of a sudden,
कुनै क्षणमा,
they wake up.
तिनीहरू चाहिँ बिउँछन्.
In another world.
अर्को एउटा संसारमा.
And they will realize everything.
अनि उनीहरूले गरेको सबै कामहरूको
There is a God.
परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
He had a law.
उहाँको एउटा व्यवस्था.
I broke that law.
मैले त्यो व्यवस्था उल्लङ्घन
गरे. I was under works.
म कामको अधीनमा छु.
I am guilty.
म दोषी छु.
I must pay the penalty.
मैले भुक्तानी तिर्नै
पर्छ. In an instant.
तुरुन्तै.
In a moment.
एकैछिनमा.
In a second.
एकैछिनमा.
He will understand.
उले बुझ्न खोज्छ.
Now he doesn't understand.
अहिले उले बुझ्दैन.
Now he doesn't see it.
अहिले देख्दैन.
Now he doesn't know.
अहिले थाहा
छैन. He's concerned about money.
अहिले पैसाको बारेमा
चिन्ता छ. He's concerned about his car.
उसको कारको बारेमा चिन्ता
छ. He's concerned about his motorcycle.
उसको मोटरसाइकलको बारेमा चिन्ता छ.
He's concerned about his cow.
उसको गाईको बारेमा चिन्ता छ.
He's not concerned about his soul.
उसको आत्माको बारेमा उसलाई चिन्ता छैन.
But one day,
एक दिन,
the only thing that will matter,
अनि त्यो विषय सम्बन्धित विषय हो,
was his soul.
उसको हृदय छ, उसको आत्मासँग सम्बन्धित कुरो.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नु.
In one or two days,
एक दुई दिनमै,
three or four years,
चार पाँच वर्ष,
maybe 20 years,
अथवा 20 वर्ष,
maybe 30 years,
30 वर्षमा,
maybe 40 years,
अथवा 40 वर्ष,
maybe tomorrow,
अथवा भोलि,
you,
तपाईँ,
and I,
म,
are going to die,
हामी मर्ने छौँ.
And if we are under law,
यदि हामी व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा
छौँ, we must pay the penalty,
हामीले भुक्तानी तिर्नै पर्छ.
If we are under grace,
यदि हामी अनुग्रह मुनि छौँ भने,
someone else pays the penalty,
कसैले त्यो भुक्तानी तिरिसकेको छ.
And if you die,
तपाईँ मर्नुभयो भने,
and you're not in Christ,
तपाईँ ख्रिस्टमा हुनुहुन्न भने,
you're in sin,
तपाईँ पापमा हुनुहुन्छ
भने, if you die,
तपाईँ मर्नुभयो
भने, and you're not under grace,
तपाईँ अनुग्रह मुनि हुनुहुन्न,
you're under law,
तपाईँ व्यवस्था मुनि हुनुहुन्छ,
you must pay the penalty,
तपाईँले भुक्तानी तिर्नै पर्छ.
And the law pronounces a curse,
अनि व्यवस्थाले चाहिँ श्रापको घोषणा गर्छ.
Sometimes when men get mad at other men,
जब मान्छेहरूले एकले अर्कालाई सरोकार राख्छन्,
they have an argument with one another,
अनि उनीहरूले एकअर्कासँग तर्क वितर्क गर्छन्,
one man will say to another man,
एउटा मान्छेले अर्कोलाई यसरी भन्छ,
oh, go to hell,
म नरक जान्छु,
go to hell,
नरक जान्छु.
Does that man go to hell?
के तपाईँलाई लाग्छ त्यो मान्छे नरक जान्छ?
No. But listen carefully.
बरु ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
One day,
एक दिन,
your creator,
तपाईँको सृष्टिकर्ता,
the God of heaven and earth,
स्वर्ग र पृथ्वीको परमेश्वर,
the God that made man,
मानिसलाई
बनाउने परमेश्वर, the God that judges man,
मानिसलाई न्याय गर्ने
परमेश्वर, according to his perfect law,
उहाँको सिद्ध आज्ञा अनुसार,
one day you'll stand before God,
एक दिन तपाईँ उहाँको सामु,
and if you're not a Christian,
यदि तपाईँ क्रिश्चियन
हुनुहुन्न, almighty God is going to say this,
तपाईँलाई यस्तै भन्नुहुन्छ,
go to hell,
नरक जा.
And when God says go to hell,
जब परमेश्वरले नरक जा भन्नुहुन्छ,
you must go,
तपाईँ जानै पर्छ.
When man says go to hell, nobody goes to hell. When God says go to hell, you must go to hell. Matthew 25. Look at the verse. The last judgment. He will separate men on the left and to the right as sheep and goats.
Verse 41.
Matthew 25 and verse 41, the last judgment, the great separation among men. You will be there. You will be there. I will be there. All humanity will be there. And God's going to make a separation. He's
going
to put sheep on this side, and He's going to put goats on this side, and He's going to speak to the sheep, and He's going to speak to the goats. And in verse 41, this is what He will say to the goats. Then He will say to those on His left, depart from me, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire. Listen carefully. One day, God is going to tell people to go to hell. And that is the curse. The curse is two things. Separation from God. Depart from me. And the suffering and the pain of a penalty. And to the everlasting fire. Now listen carefully. All men are born under the law. If you're not a Christian, you got two big problems. You got something wrong with your heart. And you got something wrong with your record. Most men go their whole life. They walk through the world. They have no problem. They're happy. They enjoy the world. But all of a sudden, when they didn't expect it, they die. Many people die today. When they woke up this morning, do you think they said this? Today I'm going to die. Do you think they said that this morning? No, they didn't say that. They had plans. They had goals. They said, today I'm going to go here and go there and do this and do that. But James said, you don't know what today will bring. Many men have already died today. Unexpectedly. And when they woke up this morning, they weren't thinking about dying. They never thought about dying. And all of a sudden, in a moment, a bus, a car, a heart attack, a sickness, and just like that, they're gone. And if they are not a Christian, that cloud
to bubble
breaks.
To bubbles in umati khanins.
Man's greatest problem is his heart and his record. Spiritually dead. Totally depraved. Morally unable. Legally guilty. Now let me ask you parents a question. That little boy is sick. really sick. You would take him to the doctor, right? You'd be very concerned about it. But there's something worse than physical sickness. He has a spiritual disease. Where did he get it? He got it from you. Where did you get it? You got it from your father. Where did your father get it? He got it from his father. And on and on and on. To our first father, Adam. Adam's sin. Adam's guilt. Adam's corrupt nature is in that little boy. And it's in you. And it's in me. But if we're in Christ, we're not under the law. But if you're not in Christ, the guilt of Adam's sin, the corruption of Adam's nature has been passed on to you. And you are under law. And if you don't repent, one day your Creator will say this: go to hell. The most terrible words. But if you are a Christian, if you trusted Christ, He will say this: come in. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So what's the problem with men? I was walking on the streets of this little town yesterday. People working on their motorcycles. People working on their buildings. People buying and selling. People talking and eating. And they don't understand. There's a cloud. There's a cloud over their head. They look up in the sky. They oh, it might rain. They see a big cloud coming. And the rain falls. And they run inside the house. But one day, another cloud will break. And the rain will fall. And they cannot hide. They cannot escape. They cannot be saved. There's no place to hide. Man's problem. Bad heart. Bad record. How about you? Well, let's pray.